Good morning. It's April 9th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move to revamp customer loyalty, Qantas Airways is rolling out the Classic Plus loyalty scheme, directly addressing feedback on its Points Plus Pay program. This new initiative, led by Vanessa Hudson, is set to redefine value for frequent flyers, offering redemptions at a rate of 1.5 cents per point, a significant leap from the previous 0.6 cents. It's a clear signal that Qantas is listening and willing to invest in customer satisfaction. The airline is not shying away from the financial implications of this decision, committing $120 million in 2025 to enhance benefits and foster deeper engagement among its members. Despite the initial concerns from some shareholders about the immediate impact on revenue and profit, the changes are designed with a long-term vision in mind. The expectation is that by improving member engagement, Qantas will drive growth and loyalty in the years to come. Set to launch on July 1st for international flights, with domestic flights to follow later in the year, the Classic Plus flight reward system is a testament to Qantas's commitment to its customers. This strategic pivot has been met with enthusiasm from investors, as evidenced by a sharp uptick in Qantas's share price post-announcement. It appears that the market is optimistic about the balance between risk and reward in this innovative loyalty scheme. In a bold move, a coalition of influential Australians is stepping forward with a proposal that could change the course of Ukraine's post-war recovery. This group, comprised of former prime ministers, business leaders, and diplomats, is urging the Australian government to take a significant step by confiscating and redirecting billions in frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine. These assets have been under Australian control since the nation sanctioned Russian oligarchs and allies of President Putin, positioning Australia to make a substantial impact on Ukraine's future. The group is advocating for Australia to collaborate with other countries in developing legal pathways for the utilisation of Russian sovereign assets for Ukraine's benefit. However, a major hurdle exists as there is no current legal framework in Australia for the confiscation of these frozen assets. This situation is compounded by the fact that over 40 Russian oligarchs have seen approximately $9 billion in assets frozen in Australia, a sum that dwarfs the financial aid Australia has pledged to Ukraine. A recent UN-backed study has put the cost of Ukraine's reconstruction at a staggering $486 billion over the next decade. In contrast, Australia's contribution to Ukraine amounts to merely 0.04% of its GDP, placing it among the lowest contributors. The group is calling on the Australian government to increase its support, emphasising a stronger commitment to Ukraine and adherence to the rule of law. While the US and UK are pushing for G7 countries to seize Russian central bank assets outright, some European members have expressed legal concerns and opposition. The Australian government, for its part, remains focused on empowering Ukraine to end the war on its terms, committing to continued targeted assistance and imposing costs on Russia. The rugby league world mourns the loss of a legend, Keith Barnes, known affectionately as Golden Boots, who has passed away at the age of 89. A titan on the field, his legacy is one of skill, leadership, and enduring impact on the sport he loved. Barnes's illustrious career with the Balmain Tigers spanned over a decade from 1955 to 1968, during which he played 194 remarkable games. Not only did he captain the Australian team, but he also set an impressive league record with 1,519 career points, a record that remained unbroken until 1973. His prowess as a fullback earned him 17 test caps for the Kangaroos, and in 2007, his contributions were forever immortalised with his induction into the NRL Hall of Fame. The respect and admiration for Barnes extended beyond the pitch. In 2009, the Balmain Tigers paid tribute to their legend by renaming a grandstand at Leichhardt Oval in his honour. Beyond his playing days, Barnes continued to shape the game as a coach and administrator for the Balmain Club, leaving a lasting impact on players and the community alike. Peter Volandis, the Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman, praised Barnes for his exceptional skills, leadership, and significant contribution to rugby league. As the community reflects on Barnes' remarkable career and contributions, condolences are extended to his family and all those who were touched by his life and career. A recent study has thrown a spotlight on a global environmental concern, revealing the widespread presence of PFAS chemicals in water sources around the world, but with a silver lining for Australia. Led by the University of New South Wales, this comprehensive research gathered over 45,000 data points, painting a detailed picture of PFAS contamination on a global scale. The study's findings are particularly relevant for Australia, where, despite the global trend, drinking water remains largely unaffected by PFAS contamination. The research pinpointed areas within Australia where PFAS levels were elevated, specifically in locales historically associated with the use of firefighting foams. However, these instances of contamination did not extend to the nation's drinking water supply. Globally, the scenario is less reassuring, with many source waters found to have PFAS concentrations exceeding regulatory limits, posing potential risks to health and the environment. The study also raised concerns about the possible underestimation of PFAS pollution worldwide. It suggested that commercial products containing PFAS might be contributing to this underestimation, thereby increasing the environmental burden of these persistent chemicals. In response to these findings, the Australian government is taking decisive action. Plans are underway to halt the importation, manufacturing, and use of three groups of PFAS chemicals by July 2025. This move underscores the growing awareness and concern regarding the long-term impacts of PFAS chemicals, often referred to as forever chemicals, on both human health and the ecosystem. The study's revelations and subsequent government action highlight the critical need for judicious use of PFAS chemicals and for both manufacturers and consumers to exercise caution with products containing these substances. In a move that underscores the AFL's commitment to integrity and respect within the sport, Port Adelaide player Jeremy Finlayson is under scrutiny for using a homophobic slur against an opponent during Gather Round. This incident has triggered an investigation by the AFL, with Chief Executive Andrew Dillon at the helm, signalling a clear stance against such behaviour. The investigation is currently ongoing, with the AFL's top brass, including football boss Laura Kane and General Counsel Stephen Mead, reviewing the incident. The league is expected to make a decision on Finlayson's penalty, which could range from suspensions to fines, by Thursday, ahead of the next round of matches. Finlayson, for his part, has issued a public apology and expressed remorse, acknowledging the gravity of his actions. This case has drawn parallels with a past incident involving North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson, prompting discussions on consistency and fairness in the league's disciplinary actions. AFL executive Dillon emphasised that each case is unique and merits its own review, distancing the league from a one-size-fits-all approach to discipline. The ultimate decision on Finlayson's fate will rest with the AFL's decision-makers, who are tasked with maintaining the sport's integrity. The incident has not only sparked debate about the AFL's handling of such matters, but has also brought to light the broader issue of prejudice in sports. The article highlights the urgent need for players to comprehend the impact of their words and for the league to take swift and appropriate action to eradicate such behaviour. Meanwhile, in a separate announcement, the AFL and the SA government have unveiled plans for the Barossa Valley to host an AFL game in 2025, marking a significant development for the sport in the region. As the AFL navigates this challenging situation, the focus remains on promoting a culture of respect and inclusivity within the sport, ensuring that all players, staff, and fans understand the importance of their words and actions. This has been your daily brief in Australia News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.